So the Gemara says, there's a run Kav Chesamid Aleph, so Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halal Ein Bo Ma'amad, much more on that later, so Ma Hefresh Bein Zeh La Zeh, right? So why do we draw the distinction? Rashi says, Bein Zeh La Zeh, Ma'ishna the Karban Eitzim Dachi Ma'amad in the Ila, U'ma'amad in Mincha Lo Dachi. So the answer the Gemara gives is Halalu Devei Torah, Halalu Devei Sofer. Says Rashi, Mincha k'debinu rebrachos, Yitzchak v'inu tikein tvilas mincha, sh'nemar v'yitzi Yitzchak l'suach v'asada lifnos arev, u'dini'ila mi'devrei sofrim, u'trichin chizik lo garsinan, because sometimes davka the derabanans will be mechazik. He says, that's not the girsa here. So that's really interesting, right? Because we know, you know, that's a whole machlokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, avos tiknum, k'neged tmidim tiknum. So we spent so much time on that in terms of the Rambam's development, Hilchos Melachim versus Hilchos Tefila. But there is, you know, Avos Tiknim Bas Mechinu Rabbanan HaKorbanos, there's an Ikar Doraisa to the notion of the different modalities of Tefilos. So we take a look over at Tosos, this is an important Heyar. Here he says, Halalu Devei Torah Mosaf, Ulahachi Kadachi Mincha, Dehevi Mi Devei Torah, Aval carbon eitzim de heavy mi de very sofrim vehilkach lo dachya ela ni'ila de havya mi de very sofrim. Aval lo dachya mincha de havya mi de very torah. So he's a little bit of a different scheme, right? He's not just comparing sort of what's getting knocked off in the end, mincha versus ni'ila, but he says it has to do with what the impetus is, right? So he says, Mosaf is de very torah. And Karban Eitzim is only Divrei Sofrim. Okay, so that, please bear that line in Tosus in mind as we go through the Gemara, whether you would think that it's actually Divrei Sofrim. So the Gemara says, Zman Atzei Kohanim Ve'am, Tan Rabbanu Lama Hutzrachu Lomar Zman Atzei Kohanim Ve'am, Amruk Shalu B'nei Agola Lomatsu Eitzim B'lishka, Ve'amdu Eilu Ve'hisnadvu Mishalahem, So this is probably what Tosus had in mind in calling it Divrei Sofrim, based on this pasuk in Nechemia, that when they came back after 70 years in Shivat Zion, so they didn't have the Atzei Ma'aracha, and because they didn't have the Atzei Ma'aracha, it became necessary for these families to step up to the plate, which is a very wonderful thing. But anybody have a question you can pose here against Tosus's conceptualization of Karban Eitzim as only Midivrei Sofrim? Yeah, Akiva, go ahead.
It's just
one of
them with Divrei Kabbalah.
What's that? Yeah, right. Right, but you could... Yeah, fair enough, but...
I would say it has to be Doraisa, because having the Mizbeach burning is Doraisa, and Kakasu Batorah is the last few words in the Pasuk. It
can
seem like this kind of a necessary thing for a
Doraisa. I agree. And it's like, even Kvar, that you're going to call Mincha Doraisa here in this context, because, right, the, you know, foundation of it was, you know, with a biblical personage. So here you're actually dealing with mitzvos mi Doraisa, right? Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe. Yeah. So I think that's why Rashi stayed a little bit away from that. Yeah. He didn't make the halalu divrei Torah, the halalu divrei sofrim about, you know, the front end. He just says, oh, it's the back end. We're talking about ni'ila versus mincha. But he specifically avoided saying this. Because the karban eitzim, it's a little bit hard to say that there's a big difference between that and mincha. So there's a subtle distinction between Rashi and Tosas, but that's what I think is really going on in that machlokes. Okay, so yuman kom kanim levim v'chol mi, so tan rabbanu mehu b'nei gon ve'eli, So they targeted Xeros, you know, Vehoshivu Pardesios Saladrachem, Prozdo Saladrachem, Kiderch Shosh of Yeravam Ben Nevat, Shalo Yalu Yisrael Regel. So remember, this is the story of Hoshea ben Allah. So Malasuk Sheirin Shabosu Ador V'Yarei Chayt Haviu Saleh Bikurim B'Chipum B'Ktios. This is the disguised Bikurim V'Ritalim V'Aliyal K'Tefehen V'Kemen Sheigu Eitzol Prozdos Amr Lahem Leichan Atem Holchem. You're not going to bring Bikurim, are you? So Amr Lahem Maso Shnei Yulei Dvela B'Machtashesh Lefanenu V'Ali Shal K'Tafenu. We're going to crush the dried figs. So Kevan Shavro Mehem. So once they passed it, you know, they did not have the A team here on the checkpoints. You know, these were not the frontline soldiers. They did not catch on. So Kevan Shavro Mehem Itrim Besalim Bevim Lushalayim Tanahein Bnei Salmai Hanetufasi. So we wonder, what is that? Tan Rabbanan Mahin Bnei Salmai Hanetufasi Amar Pamachas Gazra Machzer Zalsocheli Aviu Eitzim Lamaracha. So Shivu Prozdos al Hadrachim, I think it was the same guys. Kederach Shahoshev Yerava Benavad al Hadrachim Shalayas Yalu Yisrael Regal Samasu Yere Chet Shabosu Ador. Heviu Gizireyan, so they had different pieces of wood. Vasu Sulamos, so they built the fake ladders. Vehinicho Aktefeyan Behalchulahem, they dressed up as workmen. That's what they always do in these movies. When they want to do a hit, they always dress up as workmen. That's like the, you know, they had this, everybody knows about Entebbe, right? But the Sabina raid, Rav Huttner was on the plane, right? So they dressed up as workmen. You're always dressing up as workmen. Those hijackers should have known the Gemara and Tainus a little bit better. They dressed up as workmen to storm the plane. Okay, why did they think that the repairmen were coming to the plane? Anyway. They always fall for that one. So they did this. So the Vasu Sulamos Venichal Ktefeyam, they even got the uniforms out there, you know, Daryl's ladders or whatever they had on the back there. Vahulaham came and she guets and amalam echanatam hochim amalam havi gozalos mishovach shalafaneno. Look, we even have our Sulamos. It was Sulamos Shal Ktefeinu, Kevan Shavra Mehem Pirkum, they disassembled it and they took out their Uzis. And the later iterations says about them, v'shem rishayim yirkav. Okay, so v'esrimbo b'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda, tana b'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda, Tosu says, this is a reference to Rosh HaMoviah, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, deber meir, v'yosyam hein b'nei Yoav ben Tziruya. Be'esrim be'elol b'nei Adyan ben Yehuda, tana rabbanim b'nei Adyan ben Yehuda, hinein b'nei David ben Yehuda, devir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, hinein b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya. So that's Rabbi Yossi sticking to his guns there. So be'echad teves shavu b'nei Parosh Shania. So my mas, nilo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, listen, shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda Shania. So Rabbi Yehuda, listen, shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda Shania, because that's his position, as we saw. Rabbi Yossi, listeni, shavu b'nei Yoav ben Tziruya shnia. So Olam Rabbi Yossi, it was really Rabbi Yossi, t'nei tanai aliba de Rabbi Yossi, about who these people actually were. Interesting line in Tosfos. Tosfos says, well, you could have said this about either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why did you have to say t'nei tanai aliba de Rabbi Yossi? You could have just said, we have mixed traditions for Rabbi Meir. This is an interesting line here. He says, v'nirli d'lohachi moki like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir is a stam Mishnah, so like, why don't we follow Rabbi Yossi? Mishum de Rabbi Yossi, nimuko imo, umistabra kavase, b'chol makom, v'afilu mechaveira. So Tosa says that what underlies that Gemara Ne'eriv and Andaf Memvav, that we pass in like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is the Gemara in Masech Gittin. I forget the exact daf. Ephraim, you remember? I don't remember. What's the daf? It says Rabbi Yossi, nimuko imo. Something like nun. Look it up for me. So anyway, so he says that's the Gemara doesn't link it to the two. It just says, oh, Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo, he always had his rationale leading to the, you know, easiest title ever of a sefer, the Nimuke Yosef. But that's why we should paskin like him. And that's why we're more likely to say Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. So Be'echad B'teves Lohayo B'maimad, there was no Ma'amad, because again, it was Rosh Chodesh. So you had Halal, so that's a care of Shachris, and then you had Musaf, and that's a care of the other Mamados. So, Amar Lei, Mark Shisha Bidder of Chistel Ravashi, so Maishna Halal de Dachi de Dei, Maishna Musaf de Lo Dachi de Dei. So the Gemara is going to try to unpack this. So Halal, okay, gets rid of the Mamados of Shachris, but Musaf not. So the Rashi, Hashta Lavdi de Dachi de Dei Lo Kol Shekain. Obviously, it is docha the mamad of Musaf, because it's docha the later mamad as well, right? Of mincha. So I'm lehachi kamin alcha lo lidchi elodi day. So why should it impact the mincha, the mamados of mincha? We talked about that yesterday. The mamados of mincha and even the recitation of korbanos. Amar le ikar Rabbi Yosi dekai kavasach. He says, okay, Rabbi Yosi learns like you, because Rabbi Yosi would leave mincha untouched on that day. He would say you would have mamados by mincha of a day on which there's a carbon musaf. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer kol yom sheish ba musaf yesh ba mamad. So mamad demai can't be shachris inli mamay mad shachris tanakamin ami achi ka amar. Right, it can't possibly be that elamay mad musaf. Then it would be didei nami lo dachi. And we said, no, it would have to push off at least its own mamad. Elo de mincha. So the Gemara says, oh, that can't be. Karban eitzim dachi. Karban eitzim is enough to get rid of the mamad of mincha. Right? So certainly, karban musaf should get rid of the mamad of mincha. El lav de ne'ila. So rather, what he meant was that there's not going to be a mamad at musaf. There's not going to be a mamad at mincha, but there will be a mamad at Nila. That was Rabbi Yossi's whole point. When he said, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Mamad. Okay, so we're probably not going to have it in Shacharis, we're not going to have it in Musaf, we're not going to have it in Mincha, but there'll at least be a Mamad by Neila. So, Shema Minah, Didei Dachi, gets rid of the Mamad of Musaf, Delav Didei, Lo Dachi, Shema Minah. The Mamad of Neila, it would not get rid of. So, listening, Nami Be'echad B'Nisan, so why just Echad B'Teves, Lohaya Bo Mamad? So we say, Mibnei Sheyesh Bo Halal, V'Karban Musa, V'Karban Eitzim, Amrava Zosomeres, Halila D'Breish Yarchalav D'Raisa. You can't compare Halal of Rosh Chodesh to the Halal of Chanukah, that was Rosh Chodesh Teves. Dan Rav Yochan, Mishim Rav Yishim, Niyahot Tzadak, Shemana Asar Yom Mishani Yachid Gomer Bo, and it's a Halal. Ve'eluhem Shemana Simei Achag, Shemana Simei Chanukah V'Yamtev, Harishan Shol Pesach V'Yamtev, Shol Atzeres. We go less than ve'achad yom ve'elun tishimei achag shonis imei chanukah shnei yamim rishon shel pesach beiz yam tovim shel atzeres rav ikol lebav v'chazinu v'kakaru halila v'reish yachal savar la'afsukinu. He's very fired up about it. He wanted to stop them from this practice. You don't say halal rosh chodesh. It's a moed. There's a karban musaf, but it's a loikdash basiyas malacha. So kevin dechazot kamedal gidiluga yamir shmamina. Minag avosei biyadeyim. One more line. Tana yachid lo yaschil v'im hischil gomer. Okay, you shouldn't. Yachid doesn't have to start in Rosh Chodesh as opposed to the other day. Other days yachid gomer and is aal, but can finish it off. So Tosfos has an interesting formulation of this whole topic, a very well known topic to us. So he says, you know, it's interesting about the different days which are assigned halal. We've spoken about this topic so many times. So Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach Gomer Halal V'Shmoni Mei Pesach Lo Mishum D'Lo Dami L'Chanukah V'Sukkos Chanukah Dino Ligmor Halal T'chol Achas Yamim Hayanez Mizgadel Le'Kol Chad V'Chad Yom Tov. Each one was its own Yom Tov because the Nez generates the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Kevalim V'Asan Yomim Tovim B'Halal V'Oda. So if the Nez is greater and it's all about Pirsumei Nisa, so that's Koveya a Shem Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo. It's very Lam Deshtosa. So V'Chein V'Sukkos Kol Yom V'Yom Have Yom Tov Atzmo. So, because there's a different carbon, this is what the Rav like to say. This is a different kedusha sayom al Pesach. Ainu mishtana lo mi karbanos v'lo mi yomtiv. There's no singular kedusha sayom. Lakachin gomer bo asahalo al yom arishon, and everything else just sort of flows out from that. V'ainu the government treyom mishum davinen osa misafik. Have ichad yom al inin kriya sahalo. Fair enough. Next tosos is the very important tosos about, should you make a bracha on a minig or not? So Rabbeinu Tam famously tried to bring a raya from this Gemara that you do make a bracha on minhagim. Because why did it take Rav up until the point where they started skipping around in the halal, lolanu, and the hafti? So why didn't he just say, oh, they didn't say a bracha? Clearly they did say a bracha on the minig. So Rabbeinu Tam said, in principle, he thinks that you should make brachos on minhagim. So the Rambam, we know, had the opposite perspective on this issue. And the Rambam would seem to have the upper hand, because the Rambam has the diuk from which Gemara. The Rambam's position is based on the Gemara. Exactly, in Masechta Sukkah, that you don't make a bracha on Atilas Arava. So that is a significant problem for Rabbeinu Tam. So how does Rabbeinu Tam square that circle? Ivan, go ahead. Right.
Fundamentally different kind of minhag.
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
The way my dad explained it to me, halal in some places is a chiyuv. What we're doing is we're taking that chiyuv and applying it somewhere else. But arava isn't a chiyuv anywhere. So creating a minhag of arava is very nice. But it's not like we ever had this as a form of something we're required to do.
Your father was correct. And bring me a raya that that's what Rabbeinu Tam thought. It's absolutely clear that's what Rabbeinu Tam thought. There's a famous line that Rabbeinu Tam has in Hilchos Brachos that would prove that idea. That he's basically okay with people making brachos as long as there's a chiyuv and all you're doing is extrapolating that chiyuv further. Even if you're not really mechuyev to do it in this case, but we'll let you say Asher Kiddushan Mitzvot Sivanu. What related machlokas do we have between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam?
By women.
Yeah, of course. You're right, by Nashim. See, that's absolutely clear that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you can't say Asher Kiddushan Mitzvot Sivanu if it's out of whole cloth. Nobody's ever been commanded to do this. So for Nashim to say that in a mitzvah says Shazman Grama, it's not the worst thing in the world because it is a tzivoy, it is a chiyuv. It just wasn't a chiyuv for this group of people. It wasn't a chiyuv at this particular point in time. So Rabbeinu Tam's whole chiddush, still a chiddush. The Rambam was, you know, l'havdil elef alfei avdalos. He was saying Clarence Thomas, what are you talking about? Asher kitzanu zavet tzivanu. Nobody said women are obligated to do this. Nobody said you're obligated to recite the halal right now. So last time I checked, Vitzivano means I was commanded to do this. So Rabbeinu Tam, playing the role of Stephen Breyer, says, no, Vitzivano. In general, Vitzivano. They were commanded, so we're sort of extending that. So that's okay. Not just okay, but that's what we'll do. So that's in this Tosos right here. Tiltil Be'alma means it's not predicated on anything which could be considered a chiyuv altogether. Okay, so it ends up being that you know, the Ma'amados in principle are days that, you know, completely lost to our consciousness, but unless there's some conflict going on, like you know, the Karban Eitzim or the Karban Musaf, Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, so these would be very intensive days, you know, where the Kohanim Bevodasam and Leviim, you know, Beshiram, the Yisrael b'mamadam, so the Yisrael was playing a major role here in the Ma'amados in terms of having their Taniyos and having their special Kriyas HaTorah and having their intensive davening and the Ne'ilah, that the, you know, Korbanos should be Niskabel b'ratzon. So that was a very important aspect, and again, all based on the Daraisa of Tishmeru, V'hakriv li b'moado, you know, v'chiyevsher, shekorbanu shel adam karev, v'hu eino omen al gabav. That had to be the representation of the tzivor, the representation of Klal Yisrael. It was a very, very, very important point in this entire discussion. So again, in isolated cases, the mamados will change character, yom sheyesh bo halal, yom sheyesh bo karban musaf, a yom sheyesh bo karban eitzim, to various degrees, so the mamados could be impacted in terms of their character, but overall they were days of gravity. They were days of great seriousness, and there was a sense, like the Mishnah Avo says, al shlosh dvarim olam omed al tarav avoda gimlos chasadim, that the avoda was so fundamental, and the avoda being niskabel beratzon required this all-day, you know, procedure on the part of the relevant ma'amados. So again, all we could do now, like the Gemara itself said, is to learn about these ma'amados and try to appreciate them from that perspective. Zos haTorah, laToda, laOla, laAshon, laShlamim, like we referenced the Gemara Menachos the other day. So it's not just Kilu Hikriv Toda, Kilu Hikriv Asham, and Chatas, and Mincha, but, you know, as I always like to say, like the day in that Gemara of Enot Sarech, Lola Toda, Vlola Asham, Lola Chatas, Lola Shamim. So if you've internalized these concepts, you don't really need the Karban in the same way altogether. So again, that's